we're back. It's the post game. So we got a lot of fun topics. We do have to hurry a little bit because we got Aggressive Progressive coming up. So we decided at the end of the show that we really liked the show. That was a fun show. And so we became show bathers. And we were show bathing.
That was so good.
And which leads perfectly into the topic that I wanted to bring up, which is that I now realize what I am. I'm a life bather. I bathe in life. And so the reason I brought it, I talked about it in old school a long time. So the reason I'm bringing it back up now is because it has reached new absurdities. I will remember old, like food that I had when I was much younger. Like I remember this particular kind of sub I used to have in East Brunswick. That is, and I ranked the subs in my head. And it's like only ranked number 4, but it was like the original sub that got me hooked on subs.
I love that. Okay, continue.
Specifically number 4.
This is awesome.
It's not top 10. It's number 4.
But recently I've been remembering that sub like an old friend. And I'm like, "Oh, and I remember the taste." And I'm like, and I soak in the taste from a sub that no longer exists, from a shop that no longer exists.
I know what you're talking. I had the same thing. Big Mo's subs. I went to
what was it, number 3, number 5, number 6?
I want to say that it's 2, number 2.
Okay.
But like I went there and got sick. My friend and I both went, and the next day called each other and be like, "Can you bring the homework home? I'm just sick to my stomach." And he's like, "Me too. Big Mo subs." But I still love that sub. It made me the sickest I've ever been from food poisoning. And with certain foods, I'll never go back. But Big Mo's sub was so good. It was like this open face thing. And down the middle, he just put a whole pickle. And it was just light shredded lettuce and everything. And oh.
Okay, I've got to interrupt to say two things. Okay. One, for God's sake, shred the lettuce.
Okay. For the love of God.
Because it's the like unshredded lettuce is an encumbrance. It is a net negative. Mm-hmm. And nobody's interested in giant chunk of lettuce. Okay. Mm. Once you shred the lettuce and it absorbs the oil and vinegar, net positive. Now all of a sudden everybody's having fun.
Right. It's why they shred confetti. Imagine if at a party they just threw posters at you. That would be terrible. That's not fun at all.
That would be a negative. Shred the paper. You're right.
Shred the lettuce.
You gotta shred.
I have a theory on men and cuisine. Okay. And my theory is that men love sandwiches. Mm-hmm. Men fucking love sandwiches.
I love sandwiches.
Okay, so I remember, especially with my ex, like he loved sandwiches. And so
I would challenge him for title of Lord of Sandwich.
You might win, but it would be close.
And I'm a sandwich bather.
I remember when we would go out to eat, and I'd be like, "Oh, we're gonna go out to eat, how exciting, whatever." He'd be like, "Oh, I know this awesome hole in the wall sandwich shop or sub shop." And I'd be like, "Yay, sandwiches,
like
that sounds fucking awesome." To be fair, those sandwiches were pretty good. But men love sandwiches.
It's true. And so I was having a debate with my wife and I'm like, look, we do date night. And I'm like, every time we go to date night, she's from Taiwan. I'm like, you pick most of the time and you almost always pick Asian, right? Mm-hmm. And I'm like, and that's okay. And Japanese is in my top 5 cuisine, okay? And Korea's not far behind. And I appreciate sushi and obviously, and that's Japanese, among all the other different kinds of Japanese food and Chinese food and Thai. So God bless, these are all great.
Yes.
But I was like, but maybe we overdo it a little bit. She's like, wait, you're talking about overdoing it? She's like, how often do you eat different kinds of sandwiches? And I was like, well, that's not fair because they're all different. She's like, yeah. Thai food is way different than Japanese food and way more different than your different kinds of sandwiches. And I was like, shit, that's such a good point, I lose.
Okay, so real quick commentary on Jake's commentary. It's funny because the whole point of this discussion is you enjoy life, like you really take it all in. And then immediately like 90% of the conversation is about food, which goes to something that you've said multiple times before, you know, in that you don't really want to do these extreme diets or whatever because a lot of your happiness comes from enjoying food.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And I exercise a pretty decent amount and I don't view that as a way to lose weight, although that would be great one day, let's hope, right? But I mainly think of it as a price I have to pay to keep eating. Right. Because the exercise doesn't get me in good, it doesn't make me look good, but it keeps my health up. Like,
yeah, that's
you're very athletic. Yeah, I noticed that on the basketball court. Very athletic.
So we had a conversation about your basketball skills over the weekend. My brother was asking Christian about what it was like to play basketball with you. He's like, oh, is he good? I don't even know how this discussion came up.
This is fairly random, but I like this conversation.
It was random.
It's about me.
Yeah, and Christian had great things to say about you. And he's like, yeah. And he said that you're a really good shooter.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so you are, you know, and you also know how to beat someone who's in pretty good shape in a 1 mile race. So, yeah.
So, yeah, no, and we've gone over this a million times in the post games where the doctors, every time I go to a checkup, they're shocked that I'm in good shape. They're like, this is weird. It doesn't make sense.
Mm-hmm.
Because, anyway, and so, in fact, I want to go work out after the show today if I can, and then go to a date night to tie all this stuff
in.
Yes.
Nice.
But anyway, the reason I brought it up in the first place is because I don't know, but maybe I'm not alone. Maybe, Brett's also a life bather, an old sub bather, and memories bather. I love memories.
You know what I do?
Mm-hmm.
This is what I do sometimes, is I'll remember a good time. I'll close my eyes and I'll walk around in it.
Oh, I love that. Oh,
you just close your eyes and I'm like, oh, I remember the house I grew up in. I'm gonna go there now. And I'll consciously close my eyes and open the door and walk in, turn, go down to the left to the kitchen. Look around, I'm doing it now, do that. It's like, here's a saying that I came up with that I think is really profound, might not be, is our memories don't haunt us, we haunt them.
Mm-hmm.
We go there. Mm. They're not here. We go into our memories and they're just memories, and we turn them into like things we're sad don't happen anymore, or things we really relished being amazing.
Mm-hmm.
So I like to go into my memories and experience them in a positive way, and it's really cool. I think that's a good way to enjoy things, like not just kind of have that flash in your mind as like, oh, there was a party and a cake, but like actually go and look around for the details and find all the amazing things that you remember.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Brett, that is awesome. I can't love that any more than I already do, and I've decided that we're forming a club. It's the LBC, Life Bathing Community.
Love it.
Okay, and so you and I are the first members. Congratulations.
Love
okay,
me.
It just happened
founder
right there. We just found it. Yeah, co-founder of LBC. Should we let
Anna doesn't even get it.
No,
a square.
I don't deserve to be in that club.
Yeah, you
not
do.
Yet.
Mm.
No, not yet.
What's your favorite thing?
I need to earn my way. I don't have the same mindset as you guys. I have like a serious flaw in my perspective on life that I need to work on, and that flaw is even when good things are happening, I don't know why I'm like this, man. I don't know if it's a hereditary thing, but I for some reason focus on what needs to be improved, right? And what's not perfect and what I want to make perfect. And that stops me from enjoying the good things that are happening in a moment.
Yeah,
so well, at least I acknowledge it now.
I don't believe that there's nothing you fully have just been like, this is awesome. What's something you really like? Even if you do end up being like, it could be better with, you know,
Charlie,
confetti.
My dog.
Your dog.
And Christian, obviously.
Obviously. But
so
the dog
I savor every moment, like with them. What do you mean the dog thing?
The dog, you have dogs. It's a thing. I see it on your Instagram
all
the time.
Yeah, like my dog always makes me happy. There is like literally nothing that's not perfect about him. He is a perfect,
by the way,
creature.
There it is.
I know. It's so funny because they have such, dogs and pets have such an unfair advantage because the dog doesn't have to take out the garbage, right? So like Christian's a great guy, but he has all these extra things that you expect of him. Whereas Charlie, you don't expect anything of him.
Yeah.
So like he's scot-free.
No, I expect things of him, right? So like I need my dog to be an affectionate dog, and he's a very affectionate dog. There are dogs out there that aren't affectionate.
And she has no use for them. Did you notice the hand motion she did involuntarily?
And then also with Christian, like, no, I'm not worthy. Like Christian's way too good for me in like a million different ways.
So I don't
feel that way about Christian. But like I'll give you an example, like the condo thing. You know, I should be fucking ecstatic. I should be like, whoa, my God.
Because she dreamed about owning a house her whole life.
Right, right. And so as soon as I get it, I'm like, oh my God, this is hideous. We gotta change it. Oh my God, that's terrible. This isn't perfect. And so like I need to get rid of that mindset.
Do you need that like fatalism to motivate you to get it to be better?
That might be what it is.
Because if it was just kind of bad, you wouldn't actually motivate to go to Home Depot and get the grout that you want or whatever.
Yeah, the place would fall apart and I wouldn't care. So I think there's a motivating factor in that kind of mentality that I have. But I think it's also just not, I need to find a balance because it's stopping me from appreciating the things that I'm really lucky to have, you know?
Yeah, well, so I'm super lucky in this regard because I have the same drive you do where, you know, I love this quote from Vince Lombardi. He said, and I'm paraphrasing here because I won't get it exactly right, but he said, we pursue perfection so that we can arrive at excellence. Mm-hmm. Okay, so I love that attitude and I'm into it, but you don't have to keep beating yourself up along the way.
Yeah.
And so it's, and it's, I grant you, it is a super tough balance to strike. And I don't want the audience getting it wrong, like that I'm like, hey, la, 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 forest bathing my whole life, right? No, 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 I'm super stressed.
Because that's kind of me.
Yeah. Like I could, that's, yeah, that's you.
That's me, man.
Yeah.
I'm super easy, I think.
Yeah, I know, but like I gotta, I gotta run after a lot of stuff. So if I'm like la, 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 and then something happens and in the business world that for that affects TYT, and then something crashes, I'm like, oh fuck, right? And there's a million of those. I mean, the thing we're gonna deal with after the show. There's a million of those.
Yep.
So I have to walk the line of like getting shit done at 100 miles an hour while not like stressing myself into oblivion. And so, look, I mean, again, I'm lucky. It's just my, it's kind of my nature, largely speaking. But I'll tell you what, like, look, I'll just one quick thing about the funding and about what a relief it is. Because I, until we got there, every morning I wake up and I've got these 100 things to do. But, and I feel like we're always on the edge of a cliff, right or wrong, you know? But like, oh, we've been hanging on by our fingernails for 15 years, right? And so for the first time in TYT history, we're not on the edge of a cliff.
Yeah.
Right? And because we bought ourselves a decent amount of runway to actually do the thing that we love and grow it, etc. So since then, and it hasn't been that long, but I've been waking up like excited because I like my job. I like the show. I even like the business side, right? So I view it as like, oh great, I get to play kickball today, right? And I get to play softball and I get to do all these fun things I did, including having the number 4 sub, right, back when I was young. But, and I can do it without like worrying about like, are we gonna fall over? Are we not gonna fall over?
Yeah.
So I feel much better. So I'll end this portion on, like I know it's kind of a corny, trite, self-help kind of thing, but there's 100 things in your life, and it's true of everybody, that are positive and 100 things that are negative. And you make a choice every day which one you focus on. So you could be like Brett, who is not only a co-founder of the LBC, but might be its president, okay? And just like go back and bathe in old memories and don't focus on negative memories, focus on positive memories. Isn't that amazing? Isn't that an amazing choice that Brett made, right? Right? And I get it, there'll be days where you don't have the luxury of focusing on positive memories or the positive things in your life. And of course, I'm not Pollyannish about it. But at the same time, there's no way around the fact that you are making that choice every single day. So at least tilt the scales a little bit towards focusing on the positive, because that might be the most important choice you make. Okay, so now on to women who are into powerful men.
Right, so I don't know what sparked the discussion, but I had a conversation about that with Christian yesterday. I'm trying to remember where it came from. But anyway, I started talking about how when I worked at a Mercedes dealership, there was a car salesman there who was the star. He sold on average 30 cars a month, which means he sold a car every day. That's a big deal. And if when you're selling a Mercedes every day, you're making decent money. So anyway, I start working at this dealership. He's the big shot, but he was also much older and you know, my opinion, not the best looking guy, but he made a lot of money. And so it always shocked me that the other receptionists that worked there were like, oh my God, there's blah, blah. And they wanted his attention so badly. And I'm like, why do you want his attention? He's just not a good looking guy. Like, he's, you know, anyway, so, but like my brain didn't work the same way as them because like he would take these young women out to really fancy restaurants and take them on car rides in his, what's the name of that?
Chrysler LeBaron.
No.
God, that was so fucking funny. Okay.
It's the Mercedes brand car that's like the most expensive Mercedes.
AMG?
No.
Okay.
It's not called a Mercedes. It's
SL. I have no idea.
Oh, Mini Cooper
cars.
No. Anyway, whatever. It's like a really pricey car. He had one of those and like whatever. So I start working there.
Maybach.
And I forget. I'll remember.
Maybach. Yeah.
The Maybach. There we go. Okay. So he had a Maybach, whatever. And so one day I'm like brand new. I've been there maybe a week. He comes up to me and goes like, "We should go out to dinner." And I was like, he's like, "I'll take you to Koi." And I'm like, keep in mind, I'm
is
like,
"Is that a sandwich shop?"
I'm like probably 18 years old or something. And I'm like, I'm not interested in Koi. Right? And I didn't even know what koi was. And
I was like, you're 18 year old from the valley. You don't know what koi is.
Right.
Why are you being coy and pretending named after you know what that was?
Those big pond fish that cost like $10,000 if you get the right one. KOI.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a fancy restaurant in LA.
Yeah. Right. Sushi. Which, by the way, years later, like 2 years ago, I tried during like Dine LA week or whatever. And it was just a mediocre restaurant. Like, I didn't really care too much about it. But like, it was just kind of amazing because that tactic worked for him over and over again. Here's this guy. And in this bubble, not in the general population, but in this bubble, he's powerful because he's selling 30 cars a month, right? And so he thinks he's entitled to, you know, any woman that happens to work there. And after I told him no, he was kind of a dick, but I never complained about it. I was like, whatever, he's pathetic. And I just moved on with my life.
And it should be about looks. You're right.
It shouldn't be about looks, but like I wasn't attracted to him, right?
So we're gonna get into that conversation. Mm-hmm. It's the oldest conversation there is in a second. But first, I want to understand. You say he was older. You were 18. Was he 28, 38, or 48?
Oh, he was like either in his mid-50s, early 60s.
Wow.
He was.
Good for him.
He was
the
older.
The ball's on that
good
guy.
Good for that guy.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a Woody Allen Sun Yi kind of thing.
So like a 59-year-old walks up to an 18-year-old.
Oh, totally.
Oh, I'll take you to Koi in my Maybach.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
But again, it worked with a lot. And by the way, I'm not trying to judge.
An 18-year-old, man. That dude's got a set on him. Okay. All right. So.
And I'm not judging women who are attracted to that and go for that, right? But like my mindset was just different.
Because, But it's your dad. You're attracted
maybe even
to
older
your
than, older
dad,
than your dad
or like, your grandfather.
Okay, that's too much, guys. It's too much.
They're the same age.
Look, I'm not one to judge. And, you know.
I'm not judging. Again, I'm not judging. But like my mindset was, I want to get money, right? I don't want your money.
Yeah,
I'm not turned on by your power. I'm turned on by my own power that I'm going to work for. You know what I'm saying?
I disagree with you, Brett. I actually think it's easier to get your own money. And I feel like, for example,
much easier.
Like criminals work so hard at not working. Like if they just put half that effort into a job, they would have more money.
Totally.
And not go to jail.
My home improvement watching neighbor told me once, you can marry more in a second than you can make in a lifetime.
Well, I hear you. That's a
and
fair
it's
point.
It's true. It's very true.
Okay. I have a response to that or an example, and I'm not naming any names. But so before I worked at that dealership, I worked at a different dealership. And there was a girl that I worked with who was also a receptionist, and she was a beautiful girl. Huge party animal, had no interest in going to college, did not give a fuck. She just wanted to have a good time, right? And whatever, I liked her. She was a fun girl, you know, but we had different priorities. And so I end up leaving that place. Actually, let's keep it real, I got fired from there. I know, but it was the best thing that they could have ever done because that's when I started my career. And like years and years later, I find out that she married one of the most famous baseball players out there right now.
Oh wow!
And
really?
She got pregnant right away. They're still together.
Of course you know.
And like so, I'm not gonna lie. I wanted to see what's going on her social media, so I found her on Instagram. She is fucking living the life. Okay, she like she's going to Japan. She's shopping on Rodeo Drive. She's fucking living the life, right? And so I'd be lying if I didn't say that I'm a little bitter, right? Because I busted my ass and I don't know if I'll never, but I'm certainly not living that lifestyle now. But it's okay. Because, and I mean, here's the thing, her baseball player husband is super fucking hot too, so I feel like it's a win-win.
Yeah,
for her.
But he's sleeping
she
with
won.
No, let's just keep it real. She's a winner.
She's a winner. Okay, winner here's a similar experience that I have. I get LinkedIn emails from people that notify me about the goings on of people from college. Today I got a notification that there's a girl who I remember from college as just being drunk. Mm-hmm. Just so like, funny. But. Like just kind of like walking around, like, and her company is worth billions with a B now.
Oh my god!
That's my experience of, and I tweeted that this morning. I love LinkedIn because it's my favorite place to read about friends of mine from college who I remember puking from chugging barbecue sauce. Now being billionaires.
Yeah,
I know, but you went to Stanford, so that's like. The most expected thing in the world.
Did
but
you go to kills. Stanford?
Yes.
I didn't fucking know you went to Stanford.
Yeah. Believe it or not, nice. I take a test. You know what I mean? I take a good test.
That's where
score on verbal. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, he mastered in LBC. Mm-hmm. LBC 101 at Stanford. What I was gonna say is a couple of examples of it not going right though. So your friend happened to hit the jackpot in a couple of different ways. We still don't know her personal life. We still don't know if she's actually happy and yada yada. But first of all, you could marry into wealth and be wealthy right away and still not have it be the right decision. Melania, right? I mean, would you rather work your ass off your whole life or be Melania? For me, that's a no-brainer. I'd rather work my ass off and make a living, an honest living, than marry a monster like Trump. Okay, so but that's an extreme example in the other direction.
Right.
Okay, but I have a guy I know in Turkey. He married into wealth. I told you about this guy before. Mm-hmm, okay, mm-hmm. And so he's a dick, and so he's not one of my friends. It's a guy I know secondhand, and he is milking off of his wife. And her family, but he works so hard at it. He manipulates them. He does trick one, psychological trick two, and you know, and like he's constantly thinking about it. That's his job.
Yeah,
is to be a dick and mooch off of them. I don't want that job.
Yeah, I totally.
I'd rather have a job I like.
Yeah.
Do you see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and also I think the most valuable thing is being self-sufficient. Right?
Like, being like that, so that gives me fulfillment.
Yeah, same.
And it's not about the salary, although higher salary is good, mm-hmm, right? Because mm-hmm. It gives you the ability to do other stuff. But to feel like you're your own person.
Yes.
You know, and everybody's different, but for me, that's what I like. But to return to the oldest conversation known to man, the money, the guy with the Maybach and all that stuff. To be fair to the women who were attracted to him, it might not have been the money, it might have been the power.
Yeah.
And so I think that that's a kind of a rational decision in some ways. So men are more attracted, these are stereotypes, but generally somewhat true, right? Men are more attracted to looks, women attracted to power, but power actually tells you something about the character of that person.
Yes.
Like it's not end all be all, and you could be powerful and be a total asshole, right? But and you might not have earned it at all. You might have stumbled into it. You might have inherited it, etc. Mm-hmm. But it could tell you something about the person that is positive, as opposed to I was just born good looking or bad looking.
Oh, I have a great.
Do you see what I'm saying?
I have a great story about a powerful man that instantly lost his appeal to his girlfriend. Okay, so this girl was dating this guy. He was a businessman, and he in the meetings was like. Magnetic and awesome, and she liked that about him. Not the tallest, strongest guy, but he just had a way about him in business meetings where he took over the room. And there was this one thing about their relationship where he always would be like, can I get scratchies? Some scratchies? Like when they were together, he was like kind of more like needy and everything. And then they went to Paris to visit his family. He was wealthy and went to France and to visit his mom, and they get in the door, open the door. He puts his bag down, runs over, jumps in his mommy's lap and goes, "Scratchies, mommy, scratchies."
Oh my God.
And she's just like, "I'm out."
Wow.
So there's that thing where like, I think for what it is, it's like to have the power, you're right. It's like there's a confidence there, there's something that is attractive, if not like physically, but it's an attractive magnetic personality that I think,
yeah,
you know, people gravitate toward, yeah, men or women, I think.
Absolutely, I agree.
So that's why I'm saying I wouldn't judge them too harshly.
I'm not judging them at all. I don't
know why you keep judging them.
Dude, I don't care what their motivations are. I mean, you are your own person. If you're attracted to this guy and you want to go for it, go for it. Do you, boo? I'm just, you know, explaining why it didn't appeal to me.
Yes. Yeah. No, I'm kidding. I know. All right, we got to wrap it up. Aggressive Progressive's coming up in like less than 5 minutes. Go enjoy that. We'll see you tomorrow.